TJ, practice today. What do we have done? Limited? Took limited reps. He was out there.
Does that mean he's cleared all the hurdles and now just I guess.
Well, he wouldn't be on the field today if he didn't clear the protocol. So, yeah, he's cleared to go.
What kind of chance do you give him for Sunday, though, Mike?
Looks good. I mean, we'll visit with him tomorrow. I mean, I don't take any chances when it comes to those types of things. So he felt all along that he was going to be ready to play, but we'll check him again in the morning.
Is Clay in a situation where you're just going to kind of have to monitor how he's doing, performance level, and everything else to determine how many snaps he actually ends up playing on Sunday?
Definitely. I mean, you got to watch all these players that haven't played: Nick Perry, Clay Matthews. So when they're coming back, another component to this too. You got an offense that doesn't huddle. So I mean, we'll see how that goes.
What's in your mind, what are some of the challenges playing with a club over your hand or like play with athletes?
The challenges?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think the obvious is you're going to be playing different technique. I mean, it's as far as your hand placement, not be able to grab. I mean, there's certain things you have to do differently that he's. He has spent some individual time with Kevin Green going through those those specifics. Now, I'm not going to sit there and talk about it in detail, but I mean the obvious is the ability to to grab and use your hands. He's an excellent hands player. I mean, he does a very good job with his placement and second reaction, and he's going to have to do something different.
With Aaron being out, are you trying to get the defense, motivate them to?
No, I'll be honest with you, and no disrespect to Aaron, and he knows this too, because we've talked about it. We addressed the fact that obviously Aaron's injury on a team, but you get to the point where it's about your football team. We're trying to accomplish something special as a team. Now, special is winning on Sunday, because that's all that really matters. And that's what it's all about. I mean, to us as a football team, this is a great opportunity to show you how good we can be. And everybody knows what a great player he is. But at the end of the day, this is a long journey. We're only halfway through the season, but this is a great opportunity for everybody on our football team to step up and be successful. We missed that opportunity Monday night. That's what I talked about at halftime. And I thought we started off, pretty strong there in the third quarter. But, we've had a week to prepare, and everybody has a role. We're not going to try to do things that we're not capable of doing. I mean, we're not, throw things against the wall. You're going to recognize our offense. You're going to recognize how we play defense, and you'll recognize how we play on special teams. But everything we've done this week, like we do every week, is to go win the game. So, but we really have moved past playing without Aaron, and credit to Aaron. Aaron has gone through this game playing just as if he's playing. I mean, he's in every meeting. We had our normal one-on-one Friday meeting that him and I have to talk about game planning and things like that, and how he can best help Seneca, which he sits right next to him the whole time, just like Seneca has for him. So it's an operation. Every room is important. Quarterback room is the most important. And we'll be successful.
How has Seneca looked after a week of practice?
I mean, he looks a lot better. I mean, he's a very prideful individual. I mean, there's some things he's still down on the field working on. There's a couple of things that weren't clean on the field for him. The situational offense is always the challenge. I mean, that's been my experience in the past, and it's holding true through the week of preparation. So, we're expecting an aggressive defense schematically, and then that's what we're getting ready for.
As the week's gone on, like, have you guys had a clearer understanding for Rodgers' timeline?
No. I mean, he hasn't had any more testing done since Monday. Or Tuesday, I guess it was Tuesday.
Yeah. Mike, what was Nick Perry able to do for you today, and what do you think of his chances?
What did Nick what?
Oh, what was Nick Perry able to do for you today?
Well, he was limited, but, really, Nick, particularly because of his foot, how he feels tomorrow will be a huge indication. But I feel good about what he's done this week and where his mindset is.
Considering how much his reps were limited in previous weeks, did you have a good feel of Seneca's strengths and weaknesses before this began, or is maybe some of this kind of evolved
during these three practice days where you may be
Well, I mean, when you sign a player on your team, you have a pretty good understanding of what he brings to the table. So, but any time we're getting together, putting together a game plan, I mean, it's not the whole piece of the puzzle. It's not the whole puzzle. It's a big piece of the puzzle. So, like I said, you'll recognize our offense.
How important is it to start running the ball well right away, just take a little extra pressure off Seneca and kind of keep that momentum together?
Try to run the ball well every week. You know, I used to work for a guy, and he'd say, hey, pound the hell out of him 1 or 2 yards in the first quarter, 2 and 3 in the second quarter, 3 or 4 in the third quarter, and hell, by the fourth quarter, we're coming out the back gate. I hope it doesn't take that long, but we're going to run it. So that's one thing I can promise you. So if it works, it works. But the attempts, as I've said time and time again, is the most important statistic that I look for. I trust our linemen. I trust the run blocking unit, and our backs are playing so much better, and I think they have an upside. So, but we got to keep them in clean plays and let these guys play.
Do you see John Kuhn in an expanded role offensively?
Expanded as in
playing fullback more.
What's he doing? He may play more.